This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. So I have found myself in a pickle. We have 11 cats, and my husband wants a dog. Now, the last time we got a dog, we only had a few cats. It wasn't so bad, but oh my goodness, with 11 cats, I'm having a panic attack. So Rita's called in the big guns. If you don't know Arden Moore, well, I'm sorry, and you should get to know her because she is all things cats and dogs. She lives in harmony with all the species showing love. And we're going to really hit up her knowledge and help me out. And you get to ride along with me. All right, we'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with my gorgeous BFF, who is now up to 19 cats. We're
yes.
back to 19 cats and counting. Rita!
Those of you who are watching video just saw me kissing a kitty here. And this is Teddy. I'm back to 19 cats and counting. Please don't send me any more. I love them all, but
can't get away from it.
On that happy note, you're about to add a dog. Let's go right to Arden. And she's the expert at all things dog, cat. And you have a peaceful household. How many cats and how many dogs do you have, Arden?
Well, first of all, pause up to everyone, and especially you, Rita and Linda. And I'm living proof that you can have harmony in a mixed species household. Our furry Brady Bunch, because I got married and we combined and, you know, things transition. We now are 4 cats from age 20 to age 5 and 2 dogs who are age 9 and 5. And they know that cats are gods. That's the secret. I just let it out. And I'm in my backyard office, Ard's Den, with pet safety cat Casey at the mic.
Look at that
cutie. Holding
is
right here and hiding behind me is little mama. So, do you guys hear any spitting? Any, right?
Oh, wait. Nope. Yep. Everyone looks really calm. Yep,
we got it. We got it.
It can happen.
Well, I think we had 3 or 4 cats, which at the time I thought was a lot, when we brought Sadie in. Sadie was a Chihuahua, very easy to control her. She was more scared of them than they were of her. They all found their peace. It wasn't that exciting.
Okay.
Now we have 11 cats, though, Arden. 11. With every personality you can find.
That's a key point. They are all, they're like sentient beings. We all have different personalities.
100%. So it's like, I can look at this one and that one and go, you'll be fine. And then I look at another and go, this is not going to go well. So starting with, I think it's been picking out the dog.
Okay.
So like he sent me a shepherd, an Australian shepherd, I think it was. And I was like, nope, herding dog. I'm not bringing herding.
You've experienced that. You had a friend with a herding dog, and all that dog tried to do all day long was herd the cats, right?
The dog
right.
had a and the people. Breakdown, and so did the cats.
I had a corgi like that, yeah.
So, you know, I want something super high energy. I don't want, I mean, there's so much to consider. What should I be looking for?
Well, the good news is you're not making a rash decision without doing your homework. And
sure.
as the great Marty Brecker, veterinarian, taught me a long time ago, Arden, when you bring in a cat or a dog or a puppy or a kitten into your house, think this. This sentient being is probably going to last longer than your car, probably where you live. You might move. You might change jobs. And close your ears, Linda. You may even transition to a new partner, two-legger. The one constant is that cat or dog living anywhere from 12 to 20 plus years. So take your time. There's no rule saying to all of you out there, I need to get a dog right now. No, you need to find the right cat, adoring, respecting dog. And that's your mission.
I always tell people that the one of the biggest secrets to the introduction phase is to have good control of a dog. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. No matter whether you're getting a puppy, a primetime dog, or a senior dog, you need to control the introductions and control their movement, especially when they first start. So there's nothing wrong with having a long lead to a harness that you can just conveniently step on or tether to the living room furniture so that you can control the movement of the dog. But when it comes to dogs and breeds, the nice thing is that there are some genetic tendencies in certain breeds, but there's always, always a lazy terrier and always a quiet chihuahua. There's always exceptions to the rule. So if you're going to a shelter, a rescue group, have them do the cat temperament test with that dog. That's how I got Kona. Pet safety dog Kona is now 9. She's a terrier mix. I got her from the Rancho Coastal Humane Society on April 18th, 2016. Not that I remember the date.
Not at all.
And the reason I picked her was she passed all my temperament tests. And the final test was there's a very dog savvy cat at the rescue group. And Kona went and did the lip licking, sit down, look away. You are God. Lay down. And this dog said, I think cats are gods. And yes, that's what sealed the deal for me. Another option, and maybe I don't want to tug at your heartstrings, Linda, and to others, why don't you consider fostering? Because people say you're a foster failure. No, if you find that that's a right match, that cat, that dog, that's a foster success.
Yes. Yes.
And take your time. There are some big dogs out there that are very calm. Our last big dog, 93 pounds, Bujo, was a Bernese Mountain Dog mix with a dash of Catahoula. And she was like, cats are so funny. I walk around the kitchen island with my plume tail, and they sit on each corner of the kitchen island. And as I walk by them, they go, and I go to the other one. So the size of the dog does not matter. It's the temperament and the prey drive that do matter.
Yeah, that's the big one, the prey drive. You talked about a test you did at the shelter rescue. Talk more about that so people know what you did.
Good quality shelters, good quality rescue groups, they know the importance of having a good introduction. And as much as they want that dog or that cat to get adopted by you, they don't want that dog or cat returned to you. So the good ones know that this is a big test. So typically what will happen is you're in a controlled environment. You're in an area in the shelter enclosed, and the dog, you know, has gotten a chance to get to know you. And they have a cat that's confident, like a Casey. Casey, my safety cat, is an orange tabby that he's never met a stranger or a strange person. He's very dog confident. And they have the dog tethered, and the cat gets to walk into that room on their own. There's hiding spaces. There's a sturdy cat tree. You know, there's shelter personnel there, and there's definitely treats. And you need to watch your breathing, and you need to watch how you are. This is not the time to baby talk. And I'm like a cat or a dog going, next human, please, please. My wax is out of my ears. It's, hey, here's our dog. You know, let's give it a dog. I named the dog after my sister.
There you go.
Hey, Deb. Here's Deb, the dog. And I'll name the other one after my other sister, Karen. Hey, Karen, Deb, have treats. But if you do have treats, they got to be one bite and swallow. And you definitely need to give that treat to the cat first. Because cats don't care about rank. Dogs do. In my household, all the dogs feel like privates or maybe corporals, but all the cats feel like generals or maybe captains.
That's true.
And because you have that, then there isn't this competition for leadership. So in the shelter, it may take a couple of visits. You don't have to make a decision that day. You just may say, you know, he seems or she seems to be pretty okay, not really staring down at the cat or licking their lips or putting on a napkin around their neck with a fork and knife. You know, they're not doing any of that. If they're paying more attention to you, if they're more interested in the treat, or if they let the cat sniff them without reactivity, all these are really nice signs. You don't have to say, this is the dog, and no matter what, I have to have this dog now, because you can really stress out the whole household. The cats, you, your husband, and the other dogs. So it's a foster movement, or it's a borrowed, or it's we're going to take it for a test run. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Linda?
They do that. And I'll tell you exactly my concern. And you can tell me if I'm being silly. But
I could probably say it word for word what you're going to say.
They let you bring the cat home for, or the dog home for a week, and then you can return it if it doesn't work out. I just can't bring sweet Deb into my home and then a week later say, sorry, pal, it didn't work out. You have to go back.
You got to work on your control. You and Rita both have giant hearts, and you have done a lot for cats and dogs in the world. And I applaud you both for that. But you have to pick with a purpose. I mean, we're kind of toying with the idea of getting another dog because I teach pet first aid and Kona's 9. She's perfectly healthy and Casey's 9. But I would like to have a dog that's kind of bulletproof in a classroom. So if you bring this dog home, you and Brian have to say to one another, this is a trial run. And you may know the decision in 3 days. You may know the decision in 4. But I'm just saying, you're having this dog for a long time. He or she's going to make an impact on you, on Brian, and all the 11 cats. So ask yourself, what is the biggest thing? Is this going to work or is it not? And if it isn't going to work, why am I going to torture all of us?
Thank you. Wow. Yes. I said that about the herding dog. I said I'm putting this dog through a 3-part test. Canine, if the dog is a big herder and I've got 11 cats and people everywhere, that poor dog is like, no, this is not good for me. Cats would not appreciate this energy. No, it's not good for them. Humans, we're going to have a nervous breakdown because they're all having a nervous breakdown. So I said every sentient being in the house has the right to have a good experience here and have some peace.
Yeah. Well, hopefully if you've done the upfront work right, then when you get the dog home, there shouldn't be a lot of surprises. Would you say that's true, Arden?
Yeah, we do have to do our homework. You're right, Rita. That means you better have designated escape routes that only cats can get to, up and under, that a dog cannot get to. You need to have maybe some pheromones plugged in. I don't know. There's those artificial ones out there.
Yeah.
Half and half work, don't. You better make sure that the litter box area is off limits to the dog, because you don't want a sudden litter box issue where the cat's reading the newspaper in the litter box and doing their daily dump, and the dog goes, whoop, and then the cat goes, literally.
That's going to be hard in your household, Linda. How many litter pans do you have?
We've discussed this because so many of our clients say, you know, I really have to watch the litter box because my dog thinks it's a place for buffet. And snack.
Well, it also is, you know, think about that. A cat is the most vulnerable in a litter box.
Right.
100%.
Secondly, I'm going to put on my pet first aid instructor hat. The dog can eat the little nugget and then get an abdominal obstruction with the litter.
Yes.
And you're going to have surgery. So these little Tootsie Rolls are not a good idea. So make sure you have ways to keep the dog from getting to those areas. And the cats feel that they're safe to be able to take a dump. There you go.
We're going to put up a gate. And we did this when my friend brings her dog, that blocks the upstairs, except it's open like this much. So, you know, the cats can get through it. That way the cats could go upstairs.
That's a good idea.
And have a place to decompress and a food station
good.
And what have you that doesn't involve the dog. We got that far.
Great idea.
That's good.
That's a great idea. Let's take a little break right here so that we can hear from our awesome sponsors. And we'll be right back with more tips on preparing to bring a dog into an 11-pound household. Yeah.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your cat tree tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 cats and counting, my BFF Linda Hall, who's about to change her whole household situation. And of course, our friend and pet expert, Arden Moore, who's helping guide Linda how to choose the right dog. Set yourself up for success.
Yes. And Casey, you forgot Casey.
Oh, Casey's there too?
Pet safety cat Casey. Yeah,
he's purring into the mic.
Safety cat Casey and dog Kona are both there.
Mic check.
We need to talk a little bit about your safety class too. We took the cat behavior one, right? Well, it or not behavior, safety. The cat safety course. But Linda, now you need the dog safety.
I was thinking that last night because we just said we need to re-cert for the cat one,
we need
to add the dogs too now. And I'll tell you, I'm one of those people, I've taken, I don't know how many human CPR courses over the years, and I have never needed it. And I always think I will never need it. And we took this class because we wanted this certification and the knowledge. And there was a lot of really good, like what you should be doing for monthly upkeep and stuff. But I swear to you, I would have put money against the fact that I was never going to do CPR or Heimlich maneuver or whatever. And then I was getting ready to go into a session, which I ended up 5 minutes late for. And I looked over and I thought, Galway's hocking up a furball and his stomach's lurching, but I didn't hear any noise. And he, you know, some cats sound different. I can tell you from a room away who's hocking up a furball sometimes.
I understand.
And so I didn't hear anything. And I went over and I got close and I put my hand. And as he's lurching, no air is coming out of his nostrils or his mouth.
Yeah.
I Heimlich'd him, and with a bunch of gunk, there was a piece of like saran wrap that somebody must have dropped off something that was must have been just covering his windpipe.
It's a good thing you found it because it's also see-through, so you couldn't really see it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
But you did the right thing, and I'm really proud of you. I'm sure that Galway is very happy because you saved his life, and you did the right thing. And like we say in our classes, you get permission to freak out. Later.
I freaked out. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll talk about how we'll get you back in. We'll figure it out.
We'll get it.
She got into the session. We're about to start. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, what?
I was, yes, I was. And I had to jump into that pre-con and I'm like, sorry, had a little emergency. We're fine.
Well, we actually showed that clip on my Pet First Aid for You, my most recent class. I taught a bunch of professional pet sitters in staff training. And we played your clip at the beginning. When I said, why should we learn first aid? Well, let's hear from our friend Linda. So it's the thing I'm the most passionate about is keeping pets safe. And I do teach a cat-only class. I teach a dog and cat class. I also teach a 2-day class for people to become instructors. And I just want a little shout out. I just got back from a sponsored trip where I taught people in England and Greece. I taught about 300 people pet first aid. And I ended up having to help a cat scalded with hot water who had third-degree burns.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, the cat's name is Earl Grey. So I don't think they were speaking to paws.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh,
wow. So is he okay? Is the cat okay?
Yeah, he spent a few days in the ER, and he's okay now. But I did the right thing. You don't want to put any ice on a hot burn because you will cause shock. And I had a cool wet towel. He was in the carrier. I was monitoring his vitals as they drove to the ER vet in Athens, Greece. And it was hilarious because the driver, the gal, Nikki, said, oh, Earl Grey must be okay because he's not talking. And I didn't want to say anything at the time because she's driving.
Sure.
And I want to get there.
Sure.
If your pet is in so much burn that they're not showing any animation, that's third degree.
Yeah.
Not second. And that means that pet is getting very close to passing out or
going into shock. I would not have known that. Holy cow.
It's a false sense of good, or it is actually danger, danger. So we did the right thing. We didn't worsen the issue. And I'm happy to say Earl Grey is now back at the sanctuary and amending. But I had never seen such bright red nose and paws.
Oh, awful.
Were you there? Couldn't feel the pain.
Were you visiting Be Smart? Is that where you
were? Yes, I was with Let's Be Smart, Julie Kelly. I was there for 2 weeks for both England and Greece.
Nice.
And they sponsored my time. I even got to go to a kid refugee camp and talk to them about cat and dog behavior. And I had interpreters that spoke Farsi and Arabic.
Oh,
how amazing.
So we got all the kids to try to purr like a cat, which no human can, because they purr inhaling and exhaling. But the kids had a blast.
I bet they did.
They were trying to purr like a cat, and the interpreters were going to me, what?
What's happening here?
What?
What's wrong with these kids?
So you have to make it fun for kids to learn. And that's what I love about my books. I have cat.
Yes.
Right here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. The Kid's Guide to Cats and A Kid's Guide to Dogs. I have to say, those are the two favorite books I've ever written. They're in 5 languages, 5 reprints.
I enjoyed reading them, even though they're just kids.
Well, you got to never lose the kid in you, Rita.
Right.
Exactly. We were going to do a giveaway, speaking of Arden's books.
Oh, true. Which one did
you want
to give
away? What are we giving away, Arden?
Maybe you can give the Kid's Guide and maybe the Cat Behavior Answer Book. There's a section in there about how to bring in a dog.
I have that book. That's a great book.
That's amazing. Yes, me too.
Okay, we'll do it. You guys figure it out and send me the winner and the address, and
Casey
and I will sign it.
So what do we want to say? The first person to email us at support@catbehavioralliance.com.
Whatever you want to do.
Support and tell us why you need the book, and we will have an independent judge choose. That way it's not like first come, first serve.
Right.
Okay.
We'll give it a couple.
Yeah, so there'll be one winner for the Kid's Guide to Cats and one winner for the Cat Behavior Answer Book. How's that? Two.
Make sure you tell us which one you want when you email in.
Exactly. Yes.
We'll announce the winner on the next show.
On the next show. Yes.
So back to the cats and dogs.
Yes.
Living together in peace and harmony. Linda, tell Arden how Sadie, your late dog, decided which cats were okay to interact with.
She walked up to one cat and said, "Will you play with me?" And the cat said, "Smack upside the head." And she said, "Okay, thanks for your time." And she found one out of 11, and it's Galway over there, that would play with her. And
that's
they would
all right.
roll
That's
around.
All they need.
Exactly. And she would growl like she was this fear. Hur, hur, hur. And I'd be like, "Oh, honey, that cat can wipe you out, but it's okay. You have fun." So yes, only one. But yes, she went one by one and said, "Will you play with me?" "Nope." "Okay, next." Look at you.
Let me tell you that your dog and this dog right here, Emma, must have been born from the same mama. This dog is only 8 pounds. This is Emma, my Gemma. We found her during COVID full of heartworms.
Oh, yeah. I remember you finding her. Yeah.
She thinks cats are gods. She tries to play with Casey and Casey goes, "No." But he's not mean. He just walks away or jumps up on a tree. Oh, our other orange tabby, Rusty the performer. These two are the same age. They are best friends. And I have videos on my TikTok where she's going, woo, 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 like your dog did. And Rusty just goes and sits. And then they go under the covers, come back up. And I just shut up and let them play. And that's what we need to do. Sometimes we just need to let them play, you know, but always keep the cats safe.
Yes.
But you also might need to keep the dogs safe because some cats can be bully cats.
We had one when my parents bought our house in Tonawanda where I grew up. The people that lived there before left a cat. And we wanted a dog, so we went out and got a lab puppy. And that cat would just pretend she was going to be friends with the puppy. And she'd let Blazer get close. And then Samantha would go with her claws. Just so mean.
And dogs don't always, especially puppies, don't always read the warning signs that cats give.
Right.
Because cats don't bark. Cats don't wag tails. And so a dog is learning how to read another animal based on dog talk. But if they see the cat's tail going side to side, they think it's a wag. But know that you all know this. This is a lash.
Abort, abort.
Abort. And the dog's like, okay, oh,
the honey badger, yes.
You know, and so you've got to realize it's the catitude that matters, not the cat, not the size of the cat. But when a pet, any pet in a household is what has got plenty of resources, food, love, intention, enrichment, they're less likely to be a bully cat or a bully dog. So yeah. The homework for you and Brian and for others thinking about getting a dog in a cat-only household is you better make sure you've set up so that there are enough play times, safe places to hang out, take a nap. Mealtime cannot be mealtime mayhem. You really got to feed cats first. Yeah. Doggy might be in a carrier or crate or in another room. All the food is done. Pick up those bowls, clean them, get them out of the way because an empty bowl can signal a food fight. So there's things that you can do. And when the cat is tired or that you just took the dog for a walk and they're a little tired, that's a good time to have a little supervised play session.
Yes.
The one thing I would tell you, I've written, 27 pet books? Every single dog I've ever adopted, I always go through all the doggy manners and basic classes. I don't care who you are. It is a bonding time. It is them getting socialized, experiencing different things. So you and Brian need to make sure that you have that once a week date day with your new dog. And we did that with Emma. And Emma, the first day she went into What a Great Dog, she was like, oh, it's terrible. And wouldn't go in. By the third time, she was like, I like this place. This place is good. And she teamed up with a Great Dane as her buddy.
Oh, wow.
And we found out that the Great Dane's pet parents have a little dog at home. And we at the time had Bujo, our big dog. So Emma gravitated to the big Great Dane. And they got to do the training exercises when you needed to partner up together. It was Mutt and Jeff. It was hilarious.
That's nice. Great.
But I'm saying for you, for Brian, and this new lucky dog, you really do need to go to a class that teaches positive training. And make it fun because you were bonding with that pet. Then they know the sit, the stay, and the leave it. Three cardinal cues any dog needs to learn in a cat household. You are not going to get your cat to sit, stay, and leave it. I can get Casey to sit. I can get Casey to stay on his own duration.
Well, I can get my cats to lay down when it's
sleepy time. Well, that's good, but you're not going to get a cat to leave it.
No.
Yeah. For sure. Absolutely
true. So the dog needs those cues. So that's why taking a class, sit, stay, leave it. Those are really good cues. Rewarding. Always give the cat the treat first, then the dog.
That makes sense.
I love it. Yes.
I think Petco, PetSmart has
they have some
training.
Good program.
Yeah, would you recommend an older dog versus a puppy for most people?
We're not getting a puppy.
With 11 cats, I would like to have a dog. Could be 2 years old, 3 years old, or older, that you already know their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about not wanting to give the dog back. Well, by that time, you know if they're a grumpy or a happy or whatever. But the little puppies, they're adorable. But you are up every whatever,
going out
for potty breaks. And their brain is forming, and they go through two different fear periods. It's a lot of work. They're cute as a button. But there's a lot of adult and senior dogs out there that are just pining for a home. One of my friends had a cat, and she got a dog, Benny. And Benny is a pug beagle. So he snorts.
That's an unusual combo.
He snorts.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a pretty cool guy. And he was probably about 7. And she brought him into Miha, who was a senior cat. And there was separate areas for Miha to eat and pee and poop that were off limits to Benny. And they ended up being really good friends. And she knew Benny's personality. So maybe for your first dog out of 11 cats, you need to pick an adult dog. I don't know. It's up to you. There's always exceptions, but then you know what you're getting.
Linda has a mess, so we also have to make sure she doesn't get a dog that's going to knock her over.
Yes, exactly. Not going to knock me over, jump on me, you know, that kind of thing.
With her MS.
My balance ain't so hot, but... Yeah, we many, many years ago got this adorable lab German Shepherd mix puppy, and I loved her. Zippy was an amazing dog. We had her through old age, But her puppy years, girlfriend, she ate up. We started having to put her on the back porch at night. She ate up the linoleum tiles when she was teething. I am not doing that again.
Then say that. Write it down. You and Brian need to do that. I'm telling
yes.
you, dogs and cats get along. I'm living proof. My sister Kim let me has her three dogs in my backyard office, 200 square feet on occasion, with Kona and Emma and Casey and sometimes old man Mikey the cat. And I can do a show with seven four-leggers and
that's
have
amazing.
Silence.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It can
yeah.
happen.
It really
yeah.
is.
Well, you've
Linda,
given
I hope
me
you
a
got
lot of
some
hope.
Good tips, did you?
You got to tell us when you get the right one.
I
all right.
I'll believe notes. Me, I will. But yeah, I've been taking notes, honey. I got my notes ready, and you've given me hope because I really was scared. When Brian first said that, I was like, but I could see on his face that this wasn't something that was really negotiable.
Non-negotiable.
So,
must
yeah.
have dog.
Pick with a purpose. Pick
yeah.
with a purpose.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think it'll
yes.
help us too, because we're getting more and more clients that have dog and cat households or want
yeah.
to add a dog
yes.
with their cats. And they ask us for advice. And I'm like,
Well, that's why I kind of like being a hybrid, because I know there's a lot of great dog trainers out there and cat experts.
Yes.
There are.
I've always been both liked both cats and dogs since I was a child. I cannot pick which one. I will always have at least one cat, one dog in my life, and as long as I can. And they bring so much to make me a better human. So
oh, yes.
I just felt honored that you asked me to be on your show.
Oh, I, there
well,
was,
we adore
who else
you.
Was there?
And,
yes.
and you have advice that is spot on every time.
Yes, yes, yes.
So thank you
You've
so much.
A lot.
And I hope you'll come back again.
Sure.
We'll yes. let you know who wins the contest.
yes, yes, yes.
It's
yeah.
a book, everybody, not a free car. I'm poor
right?
and famous.
You get a car, you know, it doesn't happen. Yeah, we know
well,
that.
Well, someday
goes.
I'd love to be like that, but no.
I know, right?
Anyway, thank you so much for being here. And of course, Linda, my ride or die, thank you for being my co-hostess with the mostest. And of course, I must thank Mark Winter for giving us this spot on Pet Life Radio and making us sound so good with his awesome editing. Thank you so
yes.
much. And just remember, I guess I should change this today. Every day is cat and dog day.
Her day, yes.
I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.